Hi, and welcome to the Theme Park Trader Podcast with your hosts, Ryan and Dan.
Hello.
This week, we are going back to poor reviews, and we're going back to restaurants. So we're reading out great reviews. Poor reviews. It's included in the name. Poor reviews of great theme park restaurants, and we're choosing the Hard Rock Cafe in Universal Orlando. We're going to go into a bit more detail in a second, but until then, enjoy the podcast.
Each of us has a dream, a heart's desire. It calls to us, and when we're brave enough to listen and bold enough to pursue, that dream will lead us on a journey to discover who we're meant to be. All we have to do is look inside our hearts and unlock the magic. Stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
So, Dan, Hard Rock Cafe, when I suggested this to you this morning, you didn't seem too keen.
The look of hate came over my eyes.
You actually, the first thing you said was, why don't we do this earlier? Because Lucelio is my favourite restaurant in probably Orlando, maybe even the world. And we've done this earlier.
Yeah, like sneak. I don't remember. I have no recollection of doing that. I thought Planet Hollywood was our first restaurant.
Planet Hollywood was a cracking one to do. But yeah, Hard Rock is what your favorite restaurant, or one of the top ones.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite ones when going to Florida.
In Florida in general.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, the Dizzy Dining Plan is going to change that. Don't worry about that.
But we're still going to Hard Rock, aren't we?
Yeah, we're still going to Hard Rock.
We've still got a day.
Don't get me wrong. It sounds like I don't like Hard Rock. I do like Hard Rock. I think it's good. It's pretty much Mount Hollywood.
But a bit better.
I agree. Yeah. But in terms of the types of food and things being served.
Oh, yeah. It's the all-rounder,
kind of like rainforest, T-Rex kind of restaurant, isn't it?
But better.
I wouldn't say it was better than T-Rex, personally.
But it is better, though.
I would disagree.
But it is better.
You probably own more Hard Rock merchandise than most normal people.
That's beside the point, Ryan.
You're slightly biased in this.
I don't know what you mean.
How many pins do you have?
Just a few hundred.
You have quite a few?
Yeah, just a few hundred.
Are you actually serious?
Yeah.
100? 100 plus pins?
Oh, yeah.
For Hard Rock only?
Yeah.
Super fan. I mean, to be fair, if the seller made pins, I'm there. You mean I can get a pin for every item on this menu?
What?
A steak pin.
You just have a replica of a menu in a pin book.
Oh, that'd be great. How have Disney not done that?
No.
The restaurant logos in pins. I haven't seen them.
No, I haven't seen that either. That's very true, actually, because they do, you know, they make a fuss like they're big, you know, signature restaurants.
Yeah.
Why don't they have pins for them?
I would buy a certain pin.
Good point. Yeah. Yeah, because there's, I mean, what's the one in Animal Kingdom?
Which one?
The big signature restaurant.
Tiffin's,
yeah.
Yeah. I've never eaten there. Love to. I think I'm going to do it next year for the honeymoon.
Right, okay.
Because we've got 3 weeks to pay with, a bit more credits to use.
Yeah, because I imagine it's a 2-credit, right?
It is, and Donna's never been that fond of the menu.
Okay.
But with 3 weeks, it gives us a little bit more room to do some things that we wouldn't normally do.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the menu sounds great, but it could just be another Joe Road crappy experience, couldn't it? Because he masterminded that as well.
Did he?
Yeah.
That seems a bit odd.
Well, not necessarily the menus, but, you know... But, you know, I think he did contribute, because he's quite a well-travelled man.
Right, okay.
So he's gone around and going, you know, he's some of the best cuisines, he's some of the best cultures around the world. And
bring still seems a little bit odd, doesn't it? It seems like, why wouldn't you hire in a specific, like, chef person?
I think they did. I mean, Disney have got quite a large...
They're just like...
Connery
theme. Joe just wouldn't go away. He's just like...
Animal Kingdom is my park, I am doing it this way. Can I just mention the Yeti? Get this man out of here.
Yeah, bring me another chef.
So, yeah, Hard Rock. I like Hard Rock. I went there for the first time last year in quite a number of years.
Okay. Yeah.
Which you look disgusted about. But yeah, honest, I just don't normally eat at Universal.
Well, that's the thing. If you're on the dining plan most of the time,
yeah,
then you would eat. You would come back and eat at Disney and that sort of thing, Disney Springs or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you got the vouchers for it, so...
Yeah. I've eaten there probably two or three times.
Yeah, Hard Rock is not the cheapest place to eat.
It's not terrible, though,
is it? It's not terrible, but it's not... I think... I would say Planet Hollywood was cheaper if you were, you know, pay the money, I don't know.
I don't look at the prices for things. Like,
that's very true, because you were
on the dining plan. I'm like, what's on the dining plan?
It's like handing out vouchers.
Yeah. Scare my magic band. But yeah, we thought we'd do this because we've done my favourite restaurant, as we discussed, and we haven't done yours.
Yeah.
So I know you're going to have a lot to say.
I'm absolutely fine.
Yes, this person has a good point. But yeah, what we do is we just pick a favourite attraction, restaurant, or theme park, and read out some of the poorest reviews. So this is going to be the worst of the worst. Overall, I mean, the overall star rating here is 4.5 out of 5. So Overall, TripAdvisor rates it very highly. Not quite as highly as a Celio, I don't think.
just gonna put that in.
I don't know.
Come on, 4.4.
If it is, I'm leaving because Hard Rock is not as good as the Celio.
Oh.
Oh dear, this isn't looking good, is it?
4, Brian. 4.
4? 4? Are you joking me? Are you actually joking me?
And yet it's got more excellent reviews. Like, the percentage-wise is better. How does that work out?
It's got... there's more reviews here, maybe.
If you go up, the actual percentage of... Oh, maybe it hasn't got as high as very goods. Yeah. So it's got... So Hard Rock's got 53% excellent.
Yeah.
Casselia's got 56. But Hard Rock's got more very goods.
More very good. Yeah.
By 11%.
Yeah. I think when you go to Hard Rock, though, you don't really expect... You expect good food, obviously, you know, in any restaurant, I think. But you don't expect, like, the high-quality dining that you get from, like, a $50 steak.
Right, okay.
I mean,
they're different kind of markets, really. So do you think...
They are different markets, yeah.
Do you think the people who want to spend a high amount on steak think that La Celia is not quite as good as another really high
Yeah, I think that would probably be what the issue is. Because I've said it before, if I had to pay for La Celia, I would have never gone.
Yeah, which it is pricey.
It is very expensive. You know, you're talking $50 to $55 for a steak without drink, without starter, you know, without dessert, which is very expensive. So the only reason I went to try it is because of the dining plan. I was like, oh, 2 credits, let's give this a go. Yeah. I don't know what made me go there. Because
in that one in particular?
Yeah, because I never really saw any reviews about it before I went.
It's quite hidden away as well. It's not like something you would easily walk past.
No, not at all.
Oh, let's go in here.
I think I always wondered what was in the building there.
Right, okay.
Because you see this kind of big building and it's like, what's that? So I think I always walked down the pathway by accident when trying to get to the...
one of the rides?
The Martin Short
film. Right, okay.
Because the Martin Short film is like further back, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I've always gone, oh, that's the restaurant. I think this is random that I tried it. But yeah, so should we get into the reviews?
Yeah.
First one says, dreadful service. A higher ranking than it deserves, and she's given it 1 star. Waited for almost 90 minutes for food that never came. Hugely disappointing, given I've frequented HRC restaurants in various parts of the world for 30 years. Sounds like you.
Yeah.
I would absolutely not recommend. There are other restaurants who will offer you infinitely better service. If you can hear the wind, by the way, it's because it's still... Although it's rainy out, it's still very warm in here, so...
Is it still raining?
Well, it's rainy. It's a rainy day.
Yeah.
90 minutes of food that never came?
That seems a bit...
What situation is this happening in? I mean, generally speaking, these kind of restaurants are like, take your food order and you've got it in 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's like, they're normally pretty good, aren't they? Especially, like, I suppose it depends what you're ordering, but I'd say there's probably a few things that a lot of people order on the Hard Rock menu.
Yes.
And so they're going to have them cooking all the time, basically.
If you're going in and saying, I want it without this, and I want to include
even
this.
I don't think it would take too long.
Speaking from your experience, do you have a burger?
Yeah.
No pickles? No tomatoes?
Well, it doesn't come with pickles.
What burger doesn't come with pickles?
A proper burger.
No. What burger are you having?
Generally, I'll have the mushroom and Swiss, which doesn't come with pickles.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, that wouldn't come with pickles. Do you have the mushrooms?
I'll have it as it comes. You know.
That's why this is the perfect restaurant. You don't have to say, can I please have it without this?
No.
Brilliant.
But yeah, the mushroom and Swiss is nice.
I haven't tried that. I might give it a go.
It's good. Good.
Yeah, but if I eat it and disappoint, I'm like, that's all right. You're going to be like, flip the table. As I would be if you didn't
that's
like...
all right.
If you didn't like the sellier, I'd be like, hold on.
Just throwing steak at me.
Honestly, I was so scared when... I went with my parents to the cellular.
Oh, what? To see whether they wouldn't, if they didn't like it.
Yeah, because we meant to be our guests and they hated it.
Right, okay.
It was, to be fair, that time, as I said before, it was a terrible service.
Yeah.
And the food wasn't great, which is partly why they're changing it now, I think. But at the cellular, because they hated that, I was like, oh, what if all my restaurants are going to be like this?
Oh, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they ordered and they're eating it. And
Ryan's just sat there like,
you don't touch your food.
What did you think?
And, you know, Every trip they go back to Disney World now, they've said they will go for the cellier.
My
dad is always banging on about it as well. It's great. I love it. It's brilliant. And Donna, as I said before, Donna doesn't eat steak and she loves the cellier.
She loves it, okay. Does she have a steak there?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah.
It's that good.
It's that good. Even if you don't like steak.
I think even if you're vegan, like you're going in and you're having steak. You know, it's just one of those things.
It has to be done.
It has to be done. I've heard, actually, surprisingly good things, in all seriousness, about the vegan offering at the cellier.
Okay.
Which is surprising, but...
Yeah, considering it's a steakhouse.
Yeah, I have heard good things. The next one says, the most disappointing restaurant experience. I first went to the Hard Rock in 1990. Went to the restaurant in London and was hooked. I visited them up to the 29th of June 2018, when I became unhooked. All these people sound exactly like you. I've been visiting Hard Rock for 25 years.
I don't talk like that.
No, I know you don't talk like that, but... We had gone to Universal Studios with friends and decided at the end of the night to get some food. We had 4 kids, 8 in total, and decided, thanks to me, that HRC was the place to go.
Does that...
Four kids plus 4 adults, I guess.
Oh, okay.
My mistake. We ordered drinks and the Julie came. We ordered food, waited and waited and waited. We said to the waitress that, and were dismissed with, it's very busy. We noticed that people who were coming in after us were being served before us. Eventually, the operations manager came out and apologised, telling us it was on the way. We waited some more. Then people who arrived 40 minutes after us were served their food. It was the final straw. We had sat for 90 minutes, no food, misled. I had a further chat with the operations manager who asked me to reach out to him. We did that by choosing their restaurant in the first place. Embarrassed and angry, we left. Suffice to say, I felt totally let down. I think this is tricky, very tricky, because I would never go to any restaurant personally without a reservation, which I'm assuming they didn't have, because they were choosing on the moment. I would go to Hard Rock without a reservation.
You can actually make reservations there.
Maybe you can't.
I think you can. You can only if you have a large group, I think.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
But she said the park's closed, or the park is. It's the end of the day, basically.
Yeah, true.
It's gonna be rammed. Never go at that time of day.
No.
I think for me, because it's so close to the parks, I went last year with Stu and his girlfriend and me and Donna. We went to Universal Studios or Islands of Adventure, did everything we wanted to do there,
mm-hmm.
left, had lunch at about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and then went into the other park.
Yeah.
And it was a great way of doing it. It was relatively quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we had a great great meal, good beer. Stu had most of Laura's fajitas as well. but I think you get, you know, equally, I wouldn't try and get a hot dog at Casey's Corner at 11 o'clock at night.
No. When everything's closing.
When it's absolutely rammed.
Yeah.
I say that, I have tried to do that before. But, you know, I expect it to be busy.
Yeah. I think the bit about people being served before them is a bit weird.
Yeah, that is a bit weird.
That is a bit weird. You kind of think, well, yeah, how does that end up happening? I don't know.
Because your time, you know, when you're in the States for 2 weeks or 11 nights, as we are, the common amount of time to stay in America, 11 nights, you don't have time. You don't want to be sitting there waiting when there's better things to be doing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
obviously definitely. When the food's arriving, you're having a great time. That's part of the experience is the food. But sitting there for 90 minutes, at the end of the day, I accept there's a wait for food. I'll always accept that. And you know what? You're with family and friends. You should be able to have a conversation for 30, 40 minutes.
Yeah, and you should, as well, you should be able to get an idea of how long it's going to take because you know how busy it is kind of in this restaurant. You know, you go in and it's absolutely chock. then you know it's going to take a little while.
Because the reason I don't like Planet Hollywood that much anymore, it's not the food. The food I think is still right. The atmosphere is, we talked about before, isn't great anymore. But the issue I've got is how quickly they try and basically get you to leave.
Yeah.
It's very much, what do you want to drink? Oh, here's your drink. Oh, here's your food. Oh, here's your dessert. I'm halfway through my main.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I'm halfway through my main. How am I choosing I'm not choosing my dessert until I'm...
Yeah, I don't know why some restaurants do that. It's weird, isn't it? Like, surely nobody picks their dessert while they're eating their main.
No, it's just not... I mean, is it an American thing? I don't know.
I don't know. But you don't get it at all restaurants, do you?
No.
Not like... Like, at the Hard Rock, you don't get that.
Mm.
I don't think I've had that before.
Planet Hollywood is very bad for it.
Yeah.
Very bad.
I don't know why. Whether just
I think Rainforest, I've had it as well, actually.
Yeah, maybe. That kind of rings a bell.
It's like, oh, here's the desserts when you're ready. Mm. Well, generally, I'm ready for desserts once I finish my main.
Yeah, because the thing is, dessert doesn't take that long to arrive anyway. Surely you want a bit of time to...
Desserts, so, like, they're all made, aren't they? Unless you've got, like, pancakes or whatever.
But yeah, it's just like, as soon as you finish your last bite, they're like, oh, here's a dessert.
Yeah.
It's like, I'd like a little bit of time between
main and dessert. It is annoying, but I think to some extent you've got to just say that.
Yeah.
Because my parents, they said when they went to Planet Hollywood, their starters were right. They had one of the mixed starter platters.
Right, okay.
Halfway through eating their starters, their mains arrived.
Oh, okay.
So they wouldn't even finish. They wouldn't even finish the starters.
Yeah.
And my mum was like, "No, take it back.
Yeah,
we're not finished our starters." And they got a bit annoyed about it.
Who? What? Your parents or the Planet Hollywood?
Planet Hollywood.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's just like, well, you don't tend to, unless it's bread.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got bread that's being served in, you know, it's not a starter. It's on the table. Mm-hmm. I would expect my mains maybe arrive with the bread still there.
Yeah.
But if you're ordering a sharing platter. And you're not done with it,
yeah.
Then your main courses should not be arriving.
Yeah, they should be allowing enough time for you to finish. I mean, I don't know how it works in restaurants. I don't know if they allow a certain amount of time or whether they see that you've finished your...
Yeah, your, Hollywood just or, seems you know, to be like a revolving door of food.
Yeah, get out as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if they're trying to just turn over and try and make as much money as possible, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's what they're trying to do. But
the more I think about Planet Hollywood, the less I want to go back. It's weird.
We do have a booking for it, but, you know, we could change it, can we?
The more we read those reviews as well, we're just like,
cockroach, maybe not.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can look at going somewhere else. There's plenty of places in Disney Springs, to be fair.
Yeah.
The next one says, awful, capital A, capital W, capital F, capital U, and capital L.
But they've done it with, like, dots in between each, which almost suggests it stands for something.
Yeah. Terrible. Only went because all other restaurants fall. That should have been a warning. Kids' food was cold, dressing for salad was missing, and pulled pork burger was dry. Sure, it's great fun atmosphere, but I went to eat. I will never visit Hard Tock again. Truly awful. I mean, assuming they said the Hard Rock.
Yeah, I assume so. They're going to some, like, copycat restaurant called the Hard Tock.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, I would have said if every other restaurant was full, I'd say the Hard Rock would probably be full.
Yeah. Well, the guy, the manager here says that the world's largest Hard Rock and by far the largest restaurant in City Walk with 1,000 seats.
It is big.
That's massive. I didn't realise it was quite that big.
Yeah, it is because they have multiple levels.
That's right, yeah.
And they open it, obviously, depending on the time of year, they kind of open up. Different level, and depending on the time of
time of day as well.
And if it's the weekend, then they'll open up more levels to it, that sort of thing. And they have lots of side rooms and stuff as well.
Yeah.
So it is a huge restaurant. But yeah, I don't know what was his other comments.
They're going to make mistakes, aren't they, with that amount of people?
Yeah, you can't avoid it. You can't get it right every time.
No. But I think people have to be honest. They have to look. I'm sorry, this burger's dry.
Yeah.
Give me another one.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like with every restaurant, isn't it? You've got to speak up if you're not happy with a particular thing.
The funny thing, I don't want to keep going back to the Celia, but the funny thing
is,
of course I do. I always hear that at the Celia when they say, "Oh, you know, can I have it rare?"
Yeah,
which is the way you're supposed to eat steak. I know we disagree, but you're wrong. and they get it rare, and then they're like, "Oh, can you just try your steak?" And they're like, "No, it needs to be cooked more."
Yeah,
you ask for it rare. You asked for it rare. It can't be cooked anymore. You've asked for it rare. It's like you're in a steakhouse.
Is this your complaint or is this the Cellier restaurant? Is this the waiter?
No, yeah.
You asked for it rare, damn it! It's just like slapping you with a rare steak.
But it's just like, this is a steak, a very good steakhouse, they know how to cook steak. You've said it wrong. You know, you clearly wanted it rare to medium or medium rare, medium rare, not rare. Like, that's on you as a person not knowing how you like to eat steak.
This is just Ryan having an argument with the table next door. Are you an idiot?
Excuse me, can I just say, what are you doing?
That is a perfectly rare steak. You did not want rare. If you wanted rare, that's not rare.
Look at it. There's red coming out. It's rare.
He's just like squirting in his face. He's just like, rare.
I'll have it. Thank you. Next review. Different standards. We ate here on 3rd of the 7th, or 7th of the 3rd, as a family of four using credit cards for 4 free meals from Ocean Florida. It was a joke as the waiter tried his utmost to get us to order outside the choices provided on the deal, as if on commission. The food was of poor quality, dry pasta, and very small portions compared to the meals coming up to neighbouring tables. Then he had the cheek to try and charge us for one of the meals. Waiter said there was a chocolate sundae dessert included, then bought ice cream instead, with no explanation. All ended up to an unpleasant meal in an establishment that has double standards. We will not return to the Hard Rock Cafe, as I can see through all the falseness, and it anything but rocks.
So they're on some sort of deal or something, aren't they?
Yeah, but I love this. So all the other poor reviews, the manager has done at least 2 paragraphs of content. This one, sorry to hear about your experience. Thanks for sharing feedback with us. Because they're on this deal, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Which doesn't kind of surprise me. Like, I think, I always wonder, like, if you go for a deal, that sort of thing, you makes you think, are you getting, like, a smaller portion? Or, you know, something.
Yeah, I agree. And this is why the Disney Dining Plan is different, because yes, it does come free for a lot of the year, especially for the UK. We get it free for quite some time, but staying on property in Disney World is very expensive.
Yeah,
And Disney have said to all the restaurants that yes, sometimes there's an instance where you can't have something on the menu.
Okay,
but very rarely is that the case.
Right,
like for instance, if I'm in T-Rex and it's one credit T-Rex. And they say, well, you can have any dessert, but not if it's for 2 people.
Sure, yeah.
Which is fair enough, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But most of the time, there's no difference in the portion sizes, there's no difference whatsoever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
With this, it sounds like very much that they've got the smallest portions and the worst things on the menu available.
Although it's hard to... Because what do they say? They said something about pasta, isn't it? Very small portions compared to those coming out to neighbouring tables. It makes you wonder whether they have the same thing.
Well, you know, if you order the fajitas there, you're going to get a massive portion.
Yeah, so if they have fajitas, say, and they compared it to the fajitas next door and they were different sizes, that's kind of off.
Yeah, but pasta... How much pasta can you eat?
Yeah. how much pasta should you eat?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I don't tend to eat pasta when I'm at a restaurant, to be honest.
No.
Because I can get... It's so cheap. I'm not paying...
And you can go to any restaurant in the UK and get pasta, really. Can't
Unless it's anymore. like a lobster pasta or something like that. Something mm-hmm. that I don't tend to eat at home.
Yeah. Is that the sort of thing that you have at Boathouse? Is that a pasta
thing? I think they do have a seafood pasta there, yeah. But I get the lobster.
The full lobster.
Oh. Yeah. Don't waste your time. The environment is upbeat but extremely loud.
Turn it down! Damn it, Morty!
The service was good, but the food was awful. Some of it wasn't even edible.
Don't waste your money.
Yes, I was going to say, don't eat the plate.
Come on, people, don't eat the plate.
The manager said, next time please let a manager know and we'll be happy to make it right for you.
Yeah. I mean, that's good advice, to be fair.
Yeah, well,
good advice to any restaurant, not just...
Don't just sit there and
be like, this isn't very nice, I'm going to pay for it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. That's the worst meal ever, but I'll give him a tip.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe the worst lunch ever. If there are plenty of empty seats when other establishments are packed, there is a reason why. They brought out the wrong sandwich, took it back, left my husband's, so he ate alone. Mine came back with cold fries, I'm thinking from the first sandwich. The bill was wrong, we will never be back, bad choice.
I like that. It's saying they brought out the wrong sandwich, so it's kind of, okay, that happens at various restaurants.
Yeah.
And they took it back. They didn't take my husband's.
Yeah.
So he was eating alone. It's like, well, why would they take you?
They're not going to take back a perfectly good sandwich.
We're a family of four, and there's one person doesn't let them. Okay, everything back.
Yeah.
Everything back.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
Horrendous. From this is from Barry in the.
No, hang on.
That's where he's from. He's from Barry.
There's a place called Barry. That's brilliant.
I never knew that existed. Can we find out where this is?
Yeah, I think so. Let's go to Barry.
Barry. Where is it?
A tent search.
Oh, it's in Wales.
Okay, I could get that.
It's, yeah,
where is it? It's not that very far from Cardiff, is it?
Looks like it's in the arse end of nowhere. Wales.
That's called Wales.
Barry is in the arse end of nowhere. Oh, Cardiff is a lovely city.
It's just around the corner from Cardiff.
Yes.
Yeah, if anyone Cardiff wants to go to Barry, it's just around the corner from He's Cardiff.
There. Lovely. Absolutely lovely. Oh, I found my way onto the Cilia page again.
That's just his home page, isn't it? Yeah.
Horrendous. The worst experience ever at this restaurant. We ordered our starters and the server kept coming back to us, rushing us to order our main meals. He told us that he wouldn't put the order in until we finished the starters. The starters arrived and within 2 minutes, our main meals arrived. How can your starter and main meal arrive at the same time? The main meals were taken away and told they would bring them back after we had finished our starter. The server then brought our main meals out, which were wrong. The server said a manager would be able to talk to us. We waited and waited. No manager. Total disaster. This is like the Planet Hollywood experience.
Yeah, yeah.
They are bad. I mean, this is the kind of restaurant that is a little bit bad for that.
Right, okay.
And if it's busy.
Yeah, I mean,
they're like, just get out.
Yeah, what's he saying? So what's he saying about the... we ordered our starters and the server kept coming back to us rushing to order our main meals. He said he wouldn't put through the order until we finished the starters. That doesn't make sense.
Because that sounds like the right thing to do.
It sounds like they ordered their starters and... He told us that he wouldn't put the order in until we finished the starters.
Which sounds right.
So, yeah, so they've ordered their starters, they've arrived,
yeah.
And meanwhile the server's kind of pestering to order the mains or something. Oh, no. So it just
doesn't make sense. Because
they're saying that... Or it's almost like are they saying that the server rushed them to finish their starters so that they could put in the order for the mains?
I guess so. It doesn't really make
much
sense.
But then he turns around and says the starters and the mains arrived 2 minutes apart from each other.
Yeah. I don't get it.
I don't get it. Something's fishy. They ordered the fish.
You know, it's fishy.
Something's fishy.
Don't eat this in fish. That's the best food you can get. Mate, let's be honest. Your
awkward silence.
How do I put this? Your taste in food is limited.
Your palate, you
have a fairly limited palate.
Okay.
Is that fair to say?
That's fair.
Fair. You're saying
but
fair.
But fish is. See, fish are friends and not food, Ryan.
No, fish is food and very tasty food at that. You could not pay me to go back. Terrible, horrendous wait for a table. Blasé staff, mediocre food, and the dreadful loud music. Damn noise! I tried these places a fair few times. It's always awful. Go for a private party. The memorabilia is interesting. Go as a dinner and the staff will let you know you are little people. Yuck. Sit down, you scum.
Just like throwing stuff at you. I love that. He's like complaining about the music, but he said they've been to a few of them.
Yeah.
They are all the same.
Literally the
no
same.
No matter where you go in the world, it'll have the same music.
Yeah, and mostly the same menu.
Yeah.
No good. Party of nine, not one of us liked the food. Sat us at a table, very dirty, with food still under. Not very clean, even though it is very new, not friendly staff, very grumpy, should have complained, but paid bill and left.
What? That's all one
that
sentence.
Is very reminiscent of someone from Essex in the UK, that review,
totally.
Isn't it?
Yeah. What are they saying, like... with food still under, I'm assuming the table, not very clean, even though it is very new. This is not a new restaurant.
This restaurant's been
there
for years.
It's been there. Well, I know one guy said he'd been there since 1990, but I think that was, he said he went to the London one in 1990.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, this one has been there for a very long time. Like,
yeah.
I don't know when it opened.
Let's find out.
I would have said about 20 years. I can't remember whether it was there in 1998 when we first went.
2005,
okay. Although it did close and reopen.
Because
I think they moved it. Not that I have some kind of like weird...
You do have some kind of weird thing for... You do.
Because I'm sure they moved it at some point. I can't remember where it was.
Yeah, this is the second Hard Rock Cafe. But the first cafe was built near the Psycho House, Bates Motel, E.T. Adventure and Feeble's Playland.
Okay, was it in the park then, or was it just further
the old,
around?
Yeah, maybe? The old Hard Rock Cafe building was demolished in 2011.
Because it says there, it's 1999.
Yeah.
Although it's
oh, no, that's City Walk. Sorry, City Walk. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. But yeah, even if it opened in 2005, that's 13 years now.
Yeah.
It's been opened. I thought it'd been opened longer than that. I don't know. But
yeah.
13 years is not new.
No, it's not new. It's definitely not. Worst meal ever. Waited 30 minutes with high expectations. Ordered food with a beer. Beer was flat. Changed for another drink. Not a big problem. Started with nachos. Before we could finish them, our mains arrived. My wife ordered half a rack of ribs. They bought a whole rack, which they took 15 minutes to replace. That's not a complaint, what? Is it?
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
If they're going to charge you for a half rack of ribs, because surely you would just say you would eat it and be like, well, I only ordered the half. I thought that was the whole. I thought that was the half what you gave me, because I ordered the half.
Yeah.
So
exactly. Just be like, look, I'll eat this, but I ordered the half.
Yeah.
I would happily eat this.
Surely they would turn around and say, oh, okay, well, yeah,
you may as well
eat that, because otherwise we're going to have to throw that away, make a half.
Yeah.
Or if anything, they'll just take it out to the kitchen, cut it in half.
Cut it in half, yeah.
And then throw the other half away. You may as well eat it.
Yeah, exactly. They bought the whole rack, which they took 15 minutes to replace. In the meantime, that goes to show they're actually cooking it, though.
Yeah.
My daughter and burgers arrived. Sorry. My daughter and my burgers arrived. What?
Hang on. So
His daughter turned up, his burgers arrived.
Maybe his daughter turned up with the burgers. Maybe she works there.
She works there. We had asked for medium to well. My daughter's were barely cooked, and the burger was cold. My burger was also cold. They took them back to replace. The replacements arrived. All our chips were cold, and my wife's ribs were as tough as old boots. Premium priced burger, $25, can't serve them hot. Be warned, if you're willing to accept overpriced crap just to sit here and listen to loud rock music, then this is for you. Wow. Mrs. Johnson says the next one. Oh my goodness, where do I start? We're staying in a hotel at Universal and heard really good things about the Hard Rock Cafe to go there. I wish I hadn't. My husband's beer was flat. The nachos came out cold, so we thought, okay, we won't say anything. Before we'd even finished, the main came out and nachos were taking away quickly. I had ribs for a hard... Hold on, this is the...
This is the same person.
This is the same person, yeah.
You go off of it.
This is the same person.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, Paul J.
So it's the husband and wife.
They're both leaving
the same thing.
That's incredible.
That's weird.
The waiter was really... I'm going to read the different comments. Yeah. The waiter was really nice, as it was not his fault. The supervisor came and apologised and said we didn't need to pay. We weren't going to, as we hadn't eaten anything. I think the Hard Rock Cafe needs to take a good look at the cleanliness of the place, as it all looked very grubby and totally overrun with people. Therefore, the service has not met expectations.
I don't know about
that. Doesn't look grubby at all.
Because I've been there loads of times.
Yeah,
and I've never found it grubby.
No. I would say that visiting early afternoon is quite a nice thing to do. Mm-hmm. It's not loads of people.
Yeah,
to give you a bit more attention.
Yeah,
you know you're going to have a good food. If you're going at 8 o'clock at night when the parks are starting to kick out.
Yeah.
There will be the ball dropped at any restaurant, Hard Rock.
If you go somewhere and it's super busy, which will get super busy at Hard Rock, because it's one of the most popular restaurants there, I think. And they do seat a lot of people.
Yeah.
So it is going to be busy, and as you say, you'll always get problems at a restaurant.
Yeah.
No matter what restaurant it is, there's always going to be something either not cooked right or you get the wrong thing, and it's like, well, mistakes happen.
It's just always going to happen.
Yeah.
Poor service and poor food. After visiting Universal Studios, we wanted to try Hard Rock Cafe. We got our table in around 30 minutes. On being seated, it took around an hour for the food to arrive. We ordered the barbecue burger and the chicken burger. Both arrived at the table freezing cold. The manager arrived and said he would fix everything. 20 minutes later, the food arrived again and the burger was slightly warm. However, the chicken burger was stone cold again. Hard to imagine the manager would allow this to happen twice and not even test the food being served. Eventually, we left...
test the food. There's a bite out of my burger. How am I supposed to know if it's cold or not?
Eventually we left and the manager agreed there was no way she would be paying for such poor quality. We left the Hard Rock over 2.5 hours after entering the place and had not eaten. The presentation of the food was poor, yet they are charging premium prices. Been to many Hard Rock cafes around the world and it's not too difficult to serve hot food. Appear stands in Orlando have dropped significantly and management has no clue what is leaving their kitchens. Such a disappointment and won't be back. Raise your game, Hard Rock, and stop being greedy and complacent. Well. How much more of this abuse can you take? Is what I want to know.
Lies, Ryan, the lies!
All of the lies that are happening here.
Stop it!
It's a great restaurant! A great restaurant!
I mean, I've been there loads of times. I don't know how many times I've been there.
Well, anyone that's got over 100 Hard Rock pins.
I mean, I've been there multiple times per trip.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So this is going to be weird for you, because we're only going once, right?
Yeah, I know. It's going to be strange. It's like, what am I going to order?
To be fair, this trip...
How am I going to choose, Ryan? How am I going to choose?
It's going to be difficult for me, because I usually go to the cellar twice.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I make sacrifices too.
But do you always have the same thing when you go there?
No. Okay. Well, recently I've gone for the filet mignon.
Right.
Which I would recommend, mm-hmm. rather than going for a New York strip at a steakhouse.
Right.
That's just a little bit inside.
I don't really, I haven't really looked at them. Well,
I don't know if it was a New York strip.
It's been
there,
a long
actually.
Time since I looked at their menu, so
I can't remember.
Entirely sure what they do. No, they do steak, but...
Yeah. They have steak, I think. I think
they have steak.
So they've got... But it's always that or the ribeye.
Right, okay.
Because the ribeye is massive. It's ridiculous. Like,
do they have like ounce counts?
I think they do.
Because some places don't. They're just like, oh, it's the filet mignon or whatever, and yeah, we're not going to tell you how it's actually only 1 pound, 1 ounce, one pound.
That'd be the worst. That's. I mean, we're just showing. I'm just showing down a picture of the ribeye.
Meaty.
It's massive. And it's ridiculous. Like, it covers the plate basically.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. That's how you cook a steak.
Yeah.
That is how you cook a steak. Oh.
That looks nice.
Me
and Wright, we're just... Like, people are just listening to us look at steak.
And salivate. Right, so let's move on. Better alternatives at cheaper prices and unclean practices. Having been to other Hard Rock cafes over the years, everyone likes to reference that, don't they?
Yeah.
We thought we would try this one.
It's because, well, he's from Brisbane, and there is one in Brisbane.
Have you been to
it? It's not in Brisbane, actually. It's, like, down the road in Gold Coast that I've been to.
Have you written all of the wiki pages for Hard Rock?
Well, they wouldn't be bad.
The cafe itself has a lot of memorabilia, which is very interesting to browse over, but that's where it stops. The burgers are average at best and well overpriced. The big thing, though, was watching the collection point of where the waiters pick up the food. We watched our waiter open the burger and put the salad on our burgers with no plastic gloves, and after touching all the menus she just handed out and picked up from people.
I've never seen a waiter do that.
No, I've not.
They have a person, because I've seen, they have a person just do that.
Yeah.
Like, that is their only job, is to, like, finish the burgers, essentially. Because you can... Because you... Cause I can't remember... It wouldn't have been Orlando where I've seen that. But
yeah.
I've seen it at another Hard Rock. I can't remember which one it was, but... Yeah.
You can't remember which one it was?
Because the one in Orlando has, a big sort of wall round where the kitchen is, so you can't actually see behind it.
Yeah, so how this person would have seen that, I don't know.
Yeah.
The kitchen staff did not complete the burger, and why did the waitress... I see. Why did the kitchen staff not complete the burger, and why... They put a full stop there. And why did the waitress not wash her hands and glove up before doing the burger? Glove up. To say we did not eat much is an understatement. All we wanted to do was get out of the place.
I would question that. She should have not been touching any food without gloves, and we take
incidents like this very seriously.
I don't... Is that how you spell it? That's not how you spell incidents.
No, it's not.
Very... Yeah, I would question that, because I don't think you can see the kitchen from...
No.
From the where you sit, wherever you sit, I think.
Because I think
it's behind a wall.
I agree.
Do
you ever have the nachos there?
I've never had the nachos, no.
I'm going to have to eat a whole portion of nachos to myself then.
Oh, poor you, Ryan. Poor you.
They're massive, though.
So would you go for a starter then? Do you normally go for a starter?
We did when we went with Stu and Nora. So the Doctor's a dying pal, I don't tend to, because it doesn't come with it.
Right, okay.
At the cellar this year, I am tempted to go for the cheddar cheese soup.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've heard nothing but good things.
Right.
And I think it will go well with the pretzel bread.
No, you've got to dip in.
Dip. I am tempted by that. Why not?
Yeah.
But so, I'm so... Like, the cellar, I'm so full.
Yeah. So that's the kind of thing with the Hard Rock, because I don't know if I've ever had a starter at the Hard Rock.
But you go for dessert.
I go for dessert, because they have a really nice, like, brownie sundae thing.
Yeah.
Which is huge in itself, and after you've eaten, like, a 10-ounce burger or whatever it is...
You're struggling, yeah. I think I... It depends. If they've got a key lime pie, I'll go for a key lime pie over a starter.
Yeah.
If they don't, then I'll go for a starter.
Right, okay.
So, I'll have to ask them. Do you have a key lime?
Ryan's just like,
Keon?
Do you do a key lime burger? Anything key lime? Anything?
Key lime. No, but there's a key lime milkshake at Tucson. Oh, no, I've just had one.
That's why I'm twitching.
Don't talk to me about key lime.
Why is your face looking like key lime?
I say key lime, everyone. We are very disappointed. We had a good time at the parks and wanted a good restaurant to have a good meal before going back to our hotel.
Mistake.
There was 8 in our group.
Sounds like they're going right at the end of the day.
Yeah.
That's why I said mistake, not a mistake going to the Hard Rock. Hard Rock's great.
It is a mistake going to the top of the day.
Yeah.
My wife ordered a rack of fall-off-the-bone ribs. She couldn't use a knife to cut them. My daughter and son-in-law ordered fajitas. The meal was like it had come out of the refrigerator. They heated the chicken and the vegetables were still cold. My grandson ordered a ribeye that we never saw. I ordered the New York strip that was cold with a stack of onion rings that I never saw. Manager offered us to give 15% off the bill and we walked out. We'll never return.
Hey, so is he saying, because he's saying like the ribeye we never saw, so they're saying it never turned up?
Yeah, but surely you'd be like, my ribeye's not arrived.
Yeah, surely they would go and make you a ribeye.
Yeah, you wouldn't just sit there, would you?
No, it's like, oh, I've sat here in half an hour, everyone's finished their food, mine has not arrived.
Yeah.
It's like,
okay, what do you want us to do about that?
If you don't tell them.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Here? Terrible breakfast experience.
Yeah.
I know I think they introduced breakfast a few years ago, I think.
I think. It was 12th of December, 2015.
But I've never been there for breakfast, I don't think.
Well, there you go. We went for breakfast today, and it was one of the worst experiences ever. I ordered coffee, and my partner ordered tea. He was brought a box of Twinings flavoured teas, but no breakfast tea. I mean, this person is clearly British.
Yeah, from Camberley.
We had to wait 30 minutes for the waitress to bring him a second box, only to be told they didn't have any. He then ordered the latte, which was lukewarm at best, and had to ask for sugar. My coffee was so weak it tasted like dishwater. We then ordered two eggs Benedict, which took another 30 minutes to arrive, and it was cold, so we complained and sent it back. Another 20 minutes and a warmer one arrived, but with cold potatoes. The manager said he would take something off the bill. He didn't, and had to pay $50 for almost inedible food, and drink was a disgrace. I will never visit another Hard Rock Cafe again. You don't have to. If you didn't like your food and you voiced that multiple times,
yeah,
you'd be like, I'm not paying.
Yeah, surely if the manager comes back and he said like in passing, oh, I'm gonna take something off the bill, and when the bill arrived it wasn't off,
you wouldn't pay it.
Why would you pay?
Yeah.
You would say, oh, the manager said there's, you know, there should have been something taken off this.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you would speak to the manager. I don't get.
No.
I don't get it.
I don't understand it either. Should we read one more?
Yeah.
Ruined a double birthday celebration. We reserved a table of 8, celebrating 2 birthdays in our group. Our waitress forgot to bring out their birthday sundaes. As it was a surprise, I couldn't mention it until after the desserts were served, and we were offered nothing but, oh, I'm sorry. Food was extremely late coming out. Surprising as the restaurant didn't seem busy at all. There was no atmosphere. They forgot my side orders and gave the wrong sauce twice to one of our party. When waiting for desserts, they brought one out and we had to wait another 20 minutes for everyone else's desserts. When they arrived, they forgot to bring spoons. So we again had to wait and watch the ice creams melt while waiting for spoons. Disgraceful service, no enthusiasm from staff, and too many forgetful mistakes.
Just break there. I would never say their staff are not enthusiastic.
They're too enthusiastic of anything.
Because they have some, I'm going to say, some quirky people working Hard Rock. Because it's like, it kind of fits them, doesn't it?
Yeah, really? It does, yeah.
And I wouldn't say any of them are not enthusiastic.
No, I would agree. I would agree with that.
About working there.
To top it off, they were expecting the full suggested tip. To be honest, they deserved nothing, but we still tipped $35. Don't see what all the fuss is about when it comes to Hard Rock. Service and atmosphere was non-existent. One plus to their credit was that the steaks and veg were cooked well, very tasty. However, chicken was like rubber. I know that the US has a tipping culture.
Yeah.
But if I've complained about my food, and I haven't enjoyed my meal,
mm-hmm.
and in this instance I wasn't happy with my server, they would not be getting a penny.
No. Like $35. I mean, they're a table of 8. So you could assume their bill might be about $200.
Yeah, that's about 5%.
Is it 10? Yeah, it's like
more, sorry.
It's like closer to 15-18%, isn't it?
Yeah,
because 10% would be 20.
That's right. Yeah, sorry.
So it's closer to like a full tip.
Yeah, I wouldn't be tipping. I wouldn't tip anything.
No,
if I've had a terrible service.
No, if you have had a terrible service, it should be reflected in the tip, shouldn't it?
I don't think we have to tip
happy to say that. You know, if you have if you do have bad service at the Hard Rock, you shouldn't leave a tip.
No, you shouldn't do it
at any restaurant.
No, you absolutely shouldn't. I mean, Americans may be screaming at us, but over here there is not a tipping culture.
No.
I don't, even in exceptional circumstances, I will begrudgingly leave someone a tip.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing is, like, in this instance, it sounds like the biggest complaint is with the server.
Yeah.
Like, it's not with the kitchen. Like, yeah. They said the food was really nice and that sort of thing, and the desserts came out.
Yeah, so why are they getting $35?
Yeah, because, like, if you had a bad experience and your food wasn't cooked properly or something like that, and then they take it away and they do it again,
yeah,
that's not the server's fault. So you should, I would leave a tip in that instance,
mm-hmm.
because you'd assume it goes to the server. I don't know if it does.
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand, like, some of these... You get a lot of these with the restaurant reviews, isn't it, that we've done before. People complain about things, and they don't bring it up.
Yeah. I mean, if you notice, I think every single one of these poor reviews was a group.
Yeah, actually, yeah. It was like
a
large group.
There were no tables of two that were complaining.
Yeah.
There's obviously a lot more that can go wrong with a big group of people.
Yeah,
there's a lot
more potential to complain. For problems.
Yeah. But I think at the expense of your sanity, we won't read anymore. Because I know what it's like. I've been there with a cellier.
Yeah, you felt my pain.
I feel the pain. I like Hard Rock Cafe. I'm not going to come out and say it's a terrible place because, I mean, A, you're sitting next to me and you might punch me. But B, I do think it's a genuine... It's been a few years since I went last year. I had a really nice meal. It is pricey for what it is, but it's Orlando.
Yeah.
You're in Universal.
You're
paying through the nose for anything.
Yeah.
I think it's a good place to go. I would recommend it above and beyond, say, the equivalent Planet Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mostly equivalent. In terms of the type of food.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah,
but I perhaps wouldn't say it was as good as T-Rex, in my opinion.
See, I would say it was better than T-Rex. T-Rex, Rainforest, Planet Hollywood, Hard Rock, they will do a similar sort of food set.
Very similar menu, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think, because I went to... This obviously wasn't T-Rex. I went to Rainforest. I think it was Rainforest.
Yeah.
And had a steak. Where was that? Oh, that was Paris. That explains it all, doesn't it? The steak was horrendous at Paris.
The problem with those restaurants is the steak isn't there.
No, but, I mean, you could say the same about Hard Rock, really, isn't it? They do a steak, and they do a fantastic steak.
Yeah.
I don't know how it equates to the cellier, because I haven't been there.
Yeah,
the steak
I've not had the steak at Hard Rock.
It's very, very good, the New York Strip. And I wouldn't say that was their speciality, because they do a lot of burgers and they do fajitas and everything like that. Which
fajitas are great there.
Yeah, I've not had them. They always smell and look fantastic.
They're really good, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's this week's episode. If you've enjoyed it, please do leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. You can also find us on our website, themeparktrader.com. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. Our username is always themeparktrader. I am on Twitter as well, at Ryanogs, RYANOGS. And Dan is also on Twitter, so you can tweet him your nice Hard Rock stories.
Yes, please do.
Because he needs it now, after this.
Need to pick me up. Somebody take me to Hard Rock. Take me to Hard Rock.
Please, somebody take me.
I'm on Twitter at ScroobyOnline, so SCROWBY online.
Thanks very much for listening, and we will see you again next week.
Ah, there you are. And just in time, there's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return.